Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pod Nuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B., coming at you again from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where it is a wonderful day down here. This is the October Roundup show. Some of you will remember a while back I did a similar show called the Catch-Up Show, just kind of a tweener show in between the big shows where I just do a little catch-up and let you guys know where things are, read some emails, give some updates, and that's what we're going to do today. Before I get started, I do want to say thank you to the guests that we've had on the last few weeks. We had some great shows. I'm sure you will agree. So I do want to say thank you to John Dubinsky from the Maven Group, Mike Smith from the Mike Tech Show, Lori Tisnai from Computer Concepts USA, and the special guest for our last two episodes, David Sims with HIPAA for MSPs. And just to let you know, folks, we are going to be doing a lot more shows like we did with David. So I'm going to be bringing in some guest hosts from some vendors and some industries that I think are really going to be able to help us as IT professionals do our jobs better, smarter, and faster. So look for more of those shows coming up down the road. As a little bit of a follow-up to the last episode with David Sims, he had mentioned that he was going to provide a copy of his HIPAA quick reference guide for IT. And for those of you who don't exactly know what that is, David pretty much at the Unconvention had put together a nice little slideshow for us and gave us all of the MacGyverisms of the, I don't know what the best way to say it is, duct tape HIPAA, where, you know, us as IT professionals were pretty much duct taping our solutions together. Well, what Dave has done is put together a little quick reference guide for us that lists, I think it's the 12 most used rules that apply to IT. And he'll provide that to us free of charge. And he asked me to come up with some little way to provide this to you. And I'm not going to do a contest. That seems a little ridiculous. This is a free show. This is a free giveaway. But I do want to make people work for it. So it's not going to be something where you're just going to say, listen, dummy, give me the guide. But I will make it just a tad bit easier than doing nothing. So one of the things that I want to do is have you write into the show and send an email to Marvin at Podnuts Pro. You can do things such as give me a great topic for one of the upcoming shows, ask a question, provide a great little tip or tool that you think would help others listening to the show. So in other words, it can't be something where you're just going to write in and say, hey, why do you sniffle so much? You're in Florida, isn't it hot as Hades down there? Or why do you smack your lips so much? Are you chewing on Popeye's chicken? Needs to be constructive. Have a take, don't suck. Those types of things. So send in a nice little email, marvin@podnutspro.com. No, I don't even know my email. marvin@podnuts.com. That's the email address to send it to. marvin@podnuts.com. Along with the reference saying that you want the HIPAA quick reference for IT guide, something a little constructive to the show. You know, something a little bit more than, we miss Matt, where is he? We all miss Matt. He'll be back eventually at some point. Maybe when Star Trek Discovery is over, we'll have a powwow, see how that goes. The other thing that you can email about, and I'll go ahead and let this cat out of the bag, we're probably going to be missing a couple of weeks of shows because coming up at the end of this month, October 26th and 27th, I will be in Orlando, Florida at a conference called Empower MSP. This is a conference put on by SolarWinds that is basically a big meetup where they will engage with peers and get fresh ideas, have training opportunities, hear some great speakers, all focused on the SolarWinds MSP products. Now, what makes this really special for me is that I have been asked to come to the conference and I will be given the opportunity to interview a couple of SolarWinds suits. And I don't know if they wear suits, that's just the name I thought of. One of the directors of SolarWinds, the Mr. Community guy, Dave Sobel, will be in charge of whatever access I have there. And most likely, I'm going to have access to a couple of product managers. So of course, because I use Max Focus and they want me to use all their other products, I'm going to have a lot of questions myself on Max Focus and why things do this and why can't we do that and what's coming down the road. But I want to give you, the listener, an opportunity to send me your question that you think I should ask the SolarWinds product people. So if you've got some little nagging issue in SolarWinds, Max Focus, or the service desk, or the MOB, the managed online backup, anything having to do with SolarWinds, go ahead and send an email in to me about that as well. That will also qualify you to get the HIPAA quick reference guide, but mainly what it'll do is make you feel like you're a part of the show. So if your questions are thoughtful, put together coherently, relevant, I'll ask your question and I may or may not reference who sent in the question, but you'll know it's yours when you hear it. And I will put these out sometime in the month of November, December, depending on how many interviews I get, how many, you know, people I interview, how long the shows are. Because remember, folks, I don't have an editor. It's just me. Podnuts Pro unscripted, and we'll put them together as best we can. So just to remind you again, the end of October, that's where I'll be, the Empower MSP conference in Orlando. I will be attending some of the sessions. If you are in or around Orlando and have not signed up for the conference, you can still do so. I think the conference is officially sold out, but I think they do the same thing as car rental places do, where they tell you it's sold out, but it's really not. So I was told today that if people still wanted to sign up, go ahead and do so. If you cannot get through the registration link on the SolarWinds page, that will get you over to the Empower MSP conference page. Just shoot me an email and I will get you in contact with somebody that can get you registered and all set up for that. The actual place that the conference is being held at is called the Renaissance SeaWorld. And it's been a while since I've been to Orlando, at least in that part of Orlando, but I think it's right next to SeaWorld, or else they wouldn't call it that. But it's a nice little Marriott location and a nice, nice place to have a conference. So I will be there. I will be getting in probably Wednesday night before. The conference is Thursday the 26th and Friday the 27th. I will be there both days. So if you are in the Orlando area, if you're attending the conference, hit me up, give me a shout out. We might do some sort of meetup there, say holla, all that sort of stuff. So that is what's coming up. So let's see. Let's do an update. So big surprise, some of you probably have noticed that I'm on the Twitter. So I did send out a Twitter notice the other day that my final client that was without phones and internet after Hurricane Irma finally got their phones and internet back. And it was funny because they actually were off from September 7th at 10:12 a.m., which is the time we actually shut them down ahead of the storm, until October 11th, 2017 at 2:33 p.m. They were down for 34 days, 4 hours, and 21 minutes. They were so happy. And it was interesting because the day before power came, they actually had delivered the SonicWall appliance that I had sent them, because they had actually gotten to the point, once it hit 30 days, they were sick and tired of trying to work without internet. Now, they weren't completely down. They had actually hooked up a hotspot with one of the phones and connected a laptop to the hotspot. And they would do the old sneaker net where they would copy files from their desktops and server onto a flash drive, run it over to the laptop, log into their Office 365, and be able to send email that way. And if they had websites that they had to go to, they all shared the laptop. And that was okay. It's a small office. Not everybody was there every day. So it wasn't like they were fighting over the laptop, but they were getting quite frustrated with that. So we had just ordered them, and it had just gotten delivered, a SonicWall wireless access device that I was going to work with them in selecting a 4G provider, where we were going to hook up the 4G service to the SonicWall, use that as their secondary internet connection, and they would work on that temporarily until their connection came back up. Luckily, their service came back up. They're good to go. And just so you know, I'm not bringing the sonic wall appliance back. We're actually going to leave it on site. We are still going to provide some sort of secondary service. They're just not in a hurry to do it right now. So it might be 4G. They've also got a satellite company that has come into the area. They're actually inside of Port Everglades. And for those of you that don't know Fort Lauderdale, Port Everglades is where all the cruise ships come in. It's where all the cargo ships come in. It's a big, big port area, which is sad because you would think that this building in the middle of the port would be a priority to get their internet and phone service back. But there were, I don't know how many businesses are in this building. It's four stories. There's probably, you know, five or six businesses per floor. So, you know, 20 plus businesses not able to have phone or internet service for 34 days. So that was a joy. All right. And I have another update. So earlier this summer, I had a discussion with Mr. Rainey where I was talking with him about one of my customers that was going to be going through a major upgrade this year. And when I mean major, we're talking they're upgrading their main line of business application. This is a big law firm. It's their case management system. And I had explained at that point that we were going to be upgrading seven servers across five locations. And I had tried to work out logistically how I would make that happen, how I would get text to each location so we could do the upgrade in one weekend. Well, that changed. After Hurricane Irma, this customer has now decided they want to go into a data center. We're going to buy all new servers, all new software, give them a cloud-like environment in a data center, and all of their offices will now remote in and work so that if anything ever happens again to this customer, they don't have to worry about not having access. They were lucky, as they have always been, during the hurricane where their main office only lost power for one day. They had an office in Palm Beach County, just north of us, that actually was without power for 3 or 4 days. They were without internet and phones for another couple of days. So they couldn't work for about a week. And the managing partner just kept thinking about, what if that was my main office? What was that main? If that was my main office, my entire firm would not be able to work, which would have been pretty much true. Everything for this customer is on-prem. Their case management software runs off of a SQL server. And in order to have the case management system work with their email, they had to have an on-premise Exchange server. And all of their offices either were connected through a VPN WAN connection or through terminal services. So 180 people not being able to work would have just simply freaked the man out. So now we're going to go into the data center. So that is what I'm working on now, getting them a proposal to... Again, we're buying all new hardware. The hardware they have is pretty old, so we won't be using any of that. So my job quote, we were talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $150,000 just in, you know, server and softwares alone. So we are looking at the 300K mark now, and we're talking, you know, multiple physical servers where we're going to be doing some virtual host for their SQL server, for their Exchange server, which they're still probably going to do. There is an option for them to go to Office 365, which will work with the new case management software. If we go this particular route, they still have to make a decision. They're down to two software vendors. And depending on which one we go with will depend on whether we keep an on-premise Exchange server or not. So one solution will be an in-house Exchange. The other will be Office 365. Either way, we're still going to have to provide them a minimum of six or seven RDS servers, remote desktop servers. We're going to have to provide them with some sort of SAN. And the SAN has got to start off with a minimum of 12 terabytes that will be allowed to grow. So we're looking at all that, all those types of things to get them a proper job quote. So that's going to be fun. So don't know if I'll need a lot of help in doing that. I've got my techs that will be available to help. The client also has a full-time desktop person that will be available to help. So those of you that were looking for a free plane ticket down to a Florida location to help me with the remote upgrade at one of my offices probably won't be happening. Sorry, you'll just have to come to Orlando or the next unconvention or something else if you want to hang out. So that's the update there. I also have a stack of email, and let me go and look at these real quick, because one of them is an update from our good friend Brad. And what Brad did, of course, you hadn't heard from Brad in a while, and I don't know exactly the reason, but Brad apparently was on a break. So he was just now listening to some of the August shows and sent an email in response to the show that Matt and I were talking about dual versus triple monitors. If you listen to that show, you remember that Matt Rainey can't live without three monitors, was really having a frustrating time not having a third monitor at the house when he was working remotely. I, on the other hand, am a two monitor man. Don't know if I could do three, thought about doing four, just not there yet. So Brad sent an email in saying that he has six. And when I say six, I mean S-I-X, six, 24-inch screens at his work desk. And in his email, he writes, "Totally excessive, I know, but I love it. I can hear it now. What the heck do you do with six screens?" He goes on to write, "I get interrupted a lot. I'm usually working on something like a project, non-emergency work that takes time, but I get calls from clients for help or even interrupted by the kids, etc. I have three screens that have specific things like Chrome, which has email, Google Drive, surveillance cameras, etc., etc. I keep a chat window on my main screen and keep it mostly clear so I can access my desktop. That leaves two screens for remote support windows, Windows Explorer, specific active jobs or projects, etc. Totally insane, I know, but it helps leave projects in front of my face when that squirrel moment comes in. I'm pretty bad about keeping track of what I was just working on if I've been distracted, so the extra screen real estate keeps things from falling behind other windows. Thanks for the great show." So of course, I had to send him an email back saying that I call bullpop on that, and I needed a picture. Because just because somebody says they have six screens doesn't mean they have six screens. So, of course, in Brad Torrey fashion, he sent back a email with a picture that does show he is running six screens. And he even went so far as to say that he's got Z install migration running. And if you want to look closely, my email requesting the photo in the upper left, so it wasn't an internet photo. So he didn't just run out to Google, look for a picture of six monitors. This is actually a screenshot of Brad Torrey's desktop real estate, six, ladies and gentlemen, six 24-inch screens. Now, I don't know that I want everybody sending me pictures of their screens, but if you got more than six, I want to see that. So I can't think of any reason to have more than six. First of all, I couldn't think of a reason to have six. And apparently Tori's got many more than six reasons to have six monitors. So if you got more than six monitors out there, send that in, marvin@podnuts.com, and I will respond to you in kind with a David Sims quick reference guide for IT. All right. So another email. And first of all, this is from the Canadian, and I'm going to say this. The Canadian sent me an email with a picture of a cockroach. And you're going to say, "Marvin, why would the Canadian send you a picture of a cockroach?" Well, if you remember, Matt Rainey and I had a episode where we talked about ants in a customer computer. And we could, you know, we thought that we were going to hear tons of stories of people with critters in computers. And the Canadian happened to be listening to our show on the exact day that one of his techs was on site at a customer location with cockroaches in a computer. And not just one cockroach, two cockroaches. We're talking dozens, hundreds of cockroaches in a computer that his tech would refuse to work on. So, of course, I'm like, "Look, let me call Bull Poppy on that. Send me a picture." Well, he couldn't send a picture of the computer with the cockroaches, but he did keep updating me on that. So the, let's see. Well, the previous update, let me see what days these are. Here we go. Was that They sold the client a power supply, which he installed, but it did not fix the problem. Though the old power supply was shot, since it was living in a roach nest. He begged us for about a week to take the PC in at our service center and fix. We told him that if it had a single roach in it, it wasn't allowed in. So between removing the nest and whatever he had to get them out, we didn't see any. So it currently is double garbage bagged on our check-in shelf waiting on a new motherboard. So that was the last update. And then, of course, I asked him what the original problem was. And the original problem was that the computer wasn't working. They thought it was just simply the power supply. But apparently, it was not just that the power supply was bad, but that the power supply shorted out the motherboard. So they had to replace both the power supply and the motherboard. Everyone is doing well. And again, I don't know why he had to send me a picture of a cockroach. I live in Florida. We have cockroaches here in Florida. In fact, I would dare to say we probably have the biggest cockroaches in the United States. And no, that is not an invitation to be sending me your cockroach pictures with rulers so that we can measure our roaches. Trust me, Florida's got some cockroaches, some big cockroaches, cockroaches that fly. That's all I need to say. All right, so that looks like it. I think we are caught up. So that ends our roundup session for October. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to thank you for subscribing and listening to the show. I definitely want to say again that if you've got a question that you'd like for me to ask the product managers from SolarWinds when I am in Orlando, please send them to me. Please try to keep them short, succinct, but I would like to actually, on behalf of listeners, ask them questions and be able to come back with some great answers, some great updates, and all of that. So send me your questions, marvin@podnutspro.com. Be looking forward to these interviews. Like I said, I'm going to get probably two or three interviews with the SolarWinds people. Not sure exactly what type of people outside of the project managers. I'm sure there's going to be a marketing person in there, you know, some PR person somewhere, making sure that everything's kosher, all of that sort of thing. But that is going to be happening soon. I am also in November going to be interviewing the men from Malware. Alex Smith is going to be stopping by. Michael Sherweb is going to be stopping by. So if you remember, these gentlemen were at the Unconvention, and they are responsible for the great products at Malwarebytes. They've been doing some great acquisitions. They've now got the Malwarebytes tech bench. So they'll be stopping by and we'll be talking about that. So some good things coming down the road. Be sure to stay tuned and listen for the ding in your podcatcher for when these shows come up. Also, be sure to head over to podnuts.com and support not only this show, but all of the shows over at the Podnuts Network. We've got some sponsors over there. We've got some affiliates over there. The ones that we talk about here, Instant House Call, Fabs Auto Backup, Tech Nibble. Do support Bryce. We like Bryce. So that's going to do it for this episode of Podnuts Pro. Stay tuned for our upcoming show. And until next time, holla.
My name is Jeff Halich. I am the host of Podnuts the Computer Repair Podcast, where we take live calls on the air to answer your questions on running and operating your computer repair business every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can check it out over at podnuts.com/Computer Repair Podcast Live.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.